Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Alan Zanakis, happy to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand. Sounds of Silence. That's today on DocXMD's Funny Feelings.
I've come to talk with you again.
It happens almost every day.
I'm talking, but you're not listening. I'm not being heard.
Our messages are similar to smoke signals blowing in the wind with little chance of interpretation. We ironically react to this feeling of barren reception by retreating with sounds of silence of our own, blocking any word. All too often, we resort to silence because we anticipate what we wish to say will fall on deaf ears or trigger an uncomfortable reply. When we initiate a challenging discussion, it's a likely reality the other party has turned us off
and mentally said goodbye.
Their negative reactions may be caused by our specific body language, words, topics, or tone. More often than not, the other person is practicing always already listening behavior. Behavior that includes preparing a rebuttal in the midst of our being in a talking zone. Fueling our discomfort is the realization that our sentences are often incomplete before the other person's reaction has begun. The sheer futility of not being heard makes the goal of achieving effective communication a truly hopeless one. Strategies halting the sound of silence begin with getting listeners to engage in a dialogue on the topic at hand. We might consider how our conversation's speed, loudness, and repetition toward listeners land.
I don't feel like you're listening to me. And when I'm talking, you're not listening. Don't you see?
Yes, ma'am. That's a common plea. Speaking quickly, fearing that we will be interrupted and adding tension to our voice makes listeners cautious. While we convince ourselves amplifying our voice commands attention, with loudness, we're really communicating conversation dominance, making listeners nauseous. And where planned repetition may reinforce ideas, relentless repetition encourages listeners to simply block their ears. Starting at birth, we crave caregivers hear our cries for support. As adults, please hear me as our passion plea when sharing thoughts and feelings with partners, projecting indifference that leaves us emotionally short. It's a funny feeling to know. Wanting to be heard conveys thoughts and feelings matter, creating a bond of trust instead of one-way chatter. Anyone can talk. Not everyone listens diligently.
Reflecting on why our partner has turned us off is an important step towards turning the sounds of silence into sounds of synchrony.
In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis. It's been a pleasure to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand.